It's been called the new wild card, the notion that a state or non-state actor could break in, interfere with, or sabotage nuclear command and control and weapons systems.
This is not to say that it would be easy to hack into U.S. nuclear weapons, but rather that it is at least theoretically possible. And I think behind the scenes, increasingly, it's something that the Pentagon and others are becoming very much aware of.
Questions about the security of the military's nuclear assets came up in 2013 before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
We are very concerned with the potential of a cyber-related attack on our nuclear command and control and on the weapon systems themselves.